Well, we have in the studio today a mother and a daughter, and we've had Dana Holloman in here a few times, but her mom, LaDonna, you're very welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I love your name.
Thank you.
I have to say that first because it's LaDonna, it's Madonna with an L. It's spelled the same way. Is that right?
It is.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you where you got it. There's probably no rhyme, no reason, even though Madonna rhymes with that. But anyway, let's move on from the name. Your mom just named you that and there's no reason for it.
No, she just heard it and liked it
It's not a biblical name.
No.
Neither is Madonna. Okay, let's talk about your book. Where Have All the Children Gone? I know it's on Amazon, and I know that you can. Dana has read the book. Tell me about it and where the whole idea came from.
Well, I'm a pastor's wife, and I've always wanted to make sure children had a choice to choose God, because God is a loving God. And I went to a class, and I asked them some Bible questions, simple Bible lessons, and they didn't know them. They weren't being taught them at home. So one night in my sleep, God said, write a book. And so in my book, the children are all disappear from off of the earth. The scene starts in an amusement park, and ice cream is on the ground, and because a child has dropped it, and the children are just gone. They don't know what has happened to them, and an FBI agent and an aunt go and look for them. They search everywhere, all over, every clue. They go to try to find them.
So the children just disappear off the earth,
just
like the rapture. They're just gone. And okay, take it from there.
And so while they're searching for them, they find clues. They even go to Turkey. And because they've heard that the children are being kept in a cave, because there's underground caves in Turkey, and they go and search, but it is not the children, and they end up breaking up a sex trafficking ring. That's what it was. And they still can't find the children nowhere. There's no clues to where they could possibly be. In fact, the FBI agent, his son was sitting beside him, and in a blinding light, that's how the boy just disappeared. And that's how it shows up on the video. They just don't know. But come to find out, the children are in a safe place on an island, and they're being taught who God is and what he's all about, so that they have that choice to choose to love him. But there are some children that do not choose him, and they're in a cylinder underground. And this is where Nicole finds them, is wondering what's happening with these children.
So who's Nicole in the story?
Nicole is the young girl, the 12-year-old that has always served God.
Okay.
And God uses her in a special way.
So her friends all disappear. Well, some of the friends disappear.
Yes.
So it's all children of all ages. You've got teenagers.
From 13 and under.
Oh, from 13 and under, all disappeared.
They have disappeared.
Imagine that.
So
can you just picture that, all disappearing? It kind of makes
scary.
You nervous.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
So at the end, Nicole wakes up, and she can't figure out if it's a dream or if it really happened. And there is a second book that goes into what happens when she's an adult, because she thinks about it all happens again in a different way. So I don't want to tell the whole end, because it would be, I want you to be surprised. But
well, it's kind of, I mean, the thing is, this is going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, someday, you know, the rapture will happen and people will start disappearing all over the world.
That's right.
You know, right, two people will lie in bed and one will be raised. Two people will be working in the field and one will be raised. I mean, it says it in Matthew 23. It says it in Mark, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And it's really based on that. So it's a fictional book, and it sounds like a fun book, but is it heavy? I'm going to ask Dana about this now, because your daughter's sitting there beside you and she has read the book. So I want to ask you really quickly, Dana, just as somebody that's read it and that lives in Ireland, and I know you're a youth leader up in Solid Rock Church in Drogheda. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You've been in here a few times. Yeah. So tell me, what's your opinion about the book?
I'm a little bit prejudice because it's my mom. But honestly, I'm not a big reader. I'm honest in saying that I always get the audiobook so I can just listen to it.
But that's lazy.
It is a bit lazy, but it takes me ages to read it because I can only read so much at a time. But I have to say that when I was reading this, and I was kind of reading it as she was writing it, and I couldn't put it down. It's absolutely a fabulous book.
Is it?
From front to back, it was a great book. And I can't wait for the second one to come out because she tells me a little bit. And I've already read the first chapter of the second book. And I'm so excited. I can't wait till the next part.
It sounds like a real adventure.
Oh, it really is. It kind of takes you in a way where you're reading it and you're saying this is a fiction book. But then there's that slight thing behind, you know, in the back of your head that says this is actually in some ways true. It's so true to life. It's kind of watching when I watch Criminal Minds on TV, you're saying this is a fictional show that I'm watching, but actually this is so real too. It could happen in real life.
Yeah, it's amazing when a book really just grips you and you can step into that whole, you know, world.
Oh, where
I'm a visual person, and I, you know, I need someone.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, and my imagination just runs wild when I'm reading a book that's interesting or funny or just wild. And it sounds like that kind of book.
Oh yeah, it's very intriguing. I really recommend it.
And for adults or for children or both?
I would say for adults.
It's an adult
teenagers,
book.
Adults. Yeah. I wouldn't go too young because it is that mystery. It's kind of, you know, it's got that little twist to it, but absolutely. And I don't recommend it just because it's my mom. I recommend it because it's a fab book.
All the children gone? What a great. So we can get that on amazon.co.uk. You're already started the second book. Have you? Is it called Part Two or what?
It's called Journey to the Dark Island.
Ooh, and this is where it all evolves and opens up the real story of what happens to the rest of the children. Yeah?
Yes.
Ooh, you can't tell us the end page. Well, I suppose if you read the Bible, you get a picture of an idea of the end story, don't you, really?
Yes. God always brings us to the good end.
So you're a pastor's wife. What inspired you to write such a book? I mean, you must be very creative. Have you always written?
No, this is my very first book, but I've always done like children's programs. I've made my own. We used to do clowns for children's programs, and Dana would help me with the clowning, and we would write our own. I would write our own stories, but I never really wrote anything to be published. So
this is published, ready on the markets to buy.
On the market,
isn't that amazing?
In fact, the ones I brought to Ireland, I've already sold.
You've already thought, very good. Well, I want a copy of that. I definitely want a copy of that. And I want my boys to read it. LaDonna Holloman, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about your book. So we can buy the book on amazon.co.uk or we can buy it on your website. What is your website?
LaDonnaHolloman.com.
So LaDonna Holloman, like Madonna, but it's La, with an L. LaDonna, LaDonna, LaDonna Holloman, HOLLOMAN. .com. They can buy the book there too.
Yes, there's a link there.
So Where Have All the Children Gone? If you want to find a really interesting book to get your teeth into and let your imagination run wild, I'd encourage you to get that book. Thank you so much.
Thank you.